In Yemen, Action Against Hunger recently led a consortium with multiple international partners. Gosia Kakowska, Deputy Country Director for Action Against Hunger Yemen, discusses the learning regarding the coordination and management of the consortium's partners.
My name is Małgorzata Kurkowska, and I've been the consortium coordinator for Rapid Response Facility funded by FCDO for COVID response between May and January 2021. The project focused on basically prevention of COVID transmission, but also mitigating the secondary impacts, and through the activities like RCCE, basic health and nutrition, and WASH response, we were trying to address those main objectives.
And could you tell us a bit about some of the partnerships and coordination that's been going on during the implementation of this project?
As part of consortium, we had ACF as the lead agency, NRC, RI, and our first local partner, YFCA. The consortium management, in terms of the daily running, so to say, consists of weekly calls among the technical working group and biweekly calls with CDs of respective organizations to touch on more high-level issues, contextual matters that we could potentially pick up the brains on.
And what were some of the main challenges that you faced around managing those partnerships and some of the coordination?
At the beginning, I suppose, although I was not every step of the way in taking part in the process, I've noticed there was a confusion about the template for the sub-agreements, which should be included in that. On our level, so ACF side as a lead agencies, we weren't very prompt on it. And although we knew what the guidelines were, we had a sub-agreement with a donor, still it wasn't super clear what we want from our partners. And this is where I kind of got the sort of feeling that although there is a definitely appetite to be a lead agencies, we're not sure how to monitor the consortium well, what to include in order to have necessary backup in terms of the paperwork with them. General follow-up and tools, I think it's worth mentioning that we're still lacking on those. Meal department overall, in my opinion, in ACF is not extremely strong, and there is not enough emphasis put on that side of program implementation, and it's visible very much on the Yemeni mission within ACF, but also in the tools that are there to monitor program activity, but also various reporting indicators and so on. That's why I had to sort of adapt and create my own tool, if you may, to have sort of, you know, online platform for the partners to promptly update me on any various issues, so I could have like general overview of what's going on. While with the indicators, it was rather smooth because it was also required by the donor in terms of various targets, indicators we can definitely report on, how they should be disaggregated and so on. With the program implementation and the follow-up, it was a little bit restrained, and it was perceived by some of the partners as additional burden, unfortunately not included in the bilateral agreements with the organization, and therefore kind of skipped and perceived as, you know, optional, but not necessarily a priority, which it didn't hold back my work, but definitely didn't help. I had to just ask more questions during the meeting. So that was the problem. The problem was twofold for me, definitely. On one side, sort of a meal side of things and just having basic managerial tools as a consortium coordinator, but also, which is a priority in terms of donor compliance and overall program management, is a very prompt oversight of the budget and what is being spent, how it's being spent. There was also limited budget for the consortium management team. I was myself the coordinator, and I had a finance manager. It would have been great to have somebody who would be solely responsible for compliance, who would be looking into nitty-gritty things of each partner, including ACF. But unfortunately, this was not possible. The constraints of the budget were they were, but I think it's not even the generic standard approach of ACF to have such person. And I think this is something that should be looked into a bit closer, as I think it's extremely useful position that could be potentially, you know, co-funded, but it would protect us from various risk in the long run, even after the project completion.
So you mentioned that you used some tools to help you with the coordination of the consortium. Could you elaborate a bit more on those and outline how they helped you overcome some of the challenges that you faced?
Their areas of intervention, geographical areas of intervention, baseline data, if any. And then for this project in particular, I would have interim objective and final objective, just because of the reporting that was requested of us. for that particular tool, we could play around a bit more and add sources of verification, method of data collection, calculation method. We did that for particular two protection mainstreaming indicators, where I basically created sort of a guidance sheet after agreeing with the partners how those will be collected, calculated, so everybody has the same methodology. So the data that we actually accumulate will be accurate, and we're not going to be reporting on quite different matters. So that was agreed. Other indicators were pretty straightforward. For the monthly reporting that I've mentioned, that it was not a successful story, although I put a lot of effort into it. It basically meant to compare the burn rate of the budget, time progression of activities, and how it translates with various activities. And it kind of was reported on until the point, not always accurately every time, not always on time. That's why I couldn't always use it. However, the tool became quite useful to inform partners, especially the steering committee, so the country directors, when we were discussing extremely slow burn rate towards the end of the project, sort of, let's say, 2 months before the end of the project, when we had NCE requested, but still we were rather slow. And I wanted to give a bit more visual, a bit more meat to the bone to justify what has been done, but it's still somehow not being translated to the percentage of what is being spent on the budget. So that was helpful. However, in the future, I would suggest that similar tools will be very clear to the partners from the very beginning, included annexed to bilateral agreements, so everything is just rather straightforward and clear on their side.
So how would you summarize some of the main lessons learned around coordination based on the experience of this project?
I think anticipation is the key one, as always in any project management, but especially with a consortium. And although the timeline is always very tight in those type of projects, it's a rapid response, and the team was working on the proposal over Easter weekend. So of course we cannot expect that everything would have been done perfectly, far from it. Already what was achieved was amazing, all things considered. I just think that since we do have institutionally this type of appetite for the consortia and to be the lead of the consortia and main recipient of the grant, it would be great to have more of a guideline on how it should be run, regardless of which ACF international network will be leading on this. There was a lot of support from ACF UK and ACF France, but I still felt that it was more up to the individual's interpretation rather than institutional approach, if that makes sense. So I think similar tools on partnerships, like the ones that I've shared, published by CRS and sponsored by USAID, would be extremely helpful to just have that very quick reference point, what we want as an organization out of consortia in general, how we want to lead them, how we ensure their quality, to make it just really very competitive and holistic programmatically. And again, I can't emphasize enough that, the meal should be much more catered for department in every single way, whether it's on the mission level or consortium management level, because at the moment we just seem to be very much in the dark on this, and unfortunately people are pulling their own tools that they used to use in order to make it happen. But I think it's not the way forward. Even in terms of the partnership tools that I came across on our intranet, it was sort of useful to the point, but it was not really applicable entirely for the consortium. Even the due diligence, I thought that could be slightly altered, but there was just simply not enough time to go through every single detail. At some point, we just have to do our due diligence, and it was great that it at least had been done. But I think now is the time to really revamp, refresh some of the tools, have a guidance also how to reflect on such a consortium. We did this consortium in a particular time of pandemic. So of course, the modus operandi of having everybody on remote basis was a factor and an important one, but still doesn't change that certain tools can be applicable also with online tools. We just have to be a bit more creative about it. There's just a lot of out there that is still not explored enough that could be refreshed to make this consortium appetite a bit more worthwhile and a bit more structured.